Describe an advertisement you have seen that you did not like.
1. What types of products are often advertised in your country? What are the most advertised products in your country? I think makeup is probably one of the most advertised products in my country. It seems like wherever I look, there are ads for the newest concealer or mascara. It's crazy how much money is put into advertising to women. You know, it's so normalized for women to have to spend a lot of money on makeup. Tech products are also really heavily advertised. Everyone wants to have the latest gadget, and ads are a huge part of why they feel that way. 2. Is it a good idea to use famous people in advertisement? What do you think of celebrity endorsements in advertising? Yeah, I'd say that it's a good idea to use famous people in advertisements. In today's society, people get really attached to their favorite celebrities. They want to know everything about them. In most cases, they also want to be like them. So if a celebrity endorses a product by being in the advertisement for it, people are more likely to buy the product. Plus, having a recognizable face attached to a product can make that product seem more enticing because it feels familiar to people. 3. Which one is the most effective? Print advertising or online advertising? I suppose that print advertising is more effective. Online advertising has the benefit of appearing everywhere. You know, most people can't go a day without going on the internet or scrolling through social media on their phone. So they're bound to see online ads. But I think that oversaturation actually makes advertisements less effective. Print advertisements can be more memorable because they actually appear in the real world and might stand out to more people. Plus, huge billboards are more memorable than pop-up ads. 4. Is it important to educate young people about the dangers of advertising? Yes, it is. If young people don't learn to be critical of the ads they see, they might end up wasting money on products that they don't really need. They might also be misled by certain ads. For example, an ad might promise a free reward if you sign up for an account on a certain website. But there's lots of fine print that young people skip over, which can lead to them getting scammed. 5. What are the benefits of advertising? One main benefit of advertising is that it can inform people about new products. Obviously, there are some products that don't really need attention. But for people who are actually on the lookout for a certain item, whether it's a new tablet or a vacuum cleaner, ads can let them know about a product that might suit their needs. Another benefit of advertising is that it allows people to be creative. Some people might not consider advertising an art, but it truly does require a lot of creativity and artistic instinct. 6. Does advertising encourage us to buy things we don't need? Yes, advertising definitely encourages us to buy things we don't need. Ads are designed to catch our attention and make us feel a desire for a product we might not have even known about before. You know, there's a lot of creativity that goes into ads these days. There are usually whole storylines and commercials. They're all designed to make us feel like we need the product in our lives. It might not be true, but the ad is so appealing that we want it anyways. 7. What role does social media play in advertising? I think social media plays a huge role in advertising. Nowadays, there are companies with social media accounts who actually have tons of followers. Companies will hire social media managers who are responsible for promoting them online. That means that the average person might encounter posts from a company that are meant to be funny and eye-catching, but ultimately draw their attention back to the company or product that's being promoted. It's interesting to see how companies have used social media to their advantage. Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创。